Cooper and Una on iRadio.
This is iRadio in the Morning with Cooper and Una, and we are very, very excited to have back on the show Isaac Butler. We're loving the track here at iRadio. Tell us all about it, buddy.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on, first of all. This track is, I suppose it's a song about Paris and heartbreak and all that fun stuff. I actually wrote it a couple of years ago and brought the band in. To make it into kind of, I wrote it on a piano originally, right. And then I brought the band in to make it into kind of this big kind of angsty kind of pop rock song, with the help of a good pal of mine, Phil McGee, who's worked with Codeline and many other kind of very successful Irish artists.
His name comes up an awful lot with Irish artists. Yeah, he's brilliant.
He really does. In fairness, the man is an absolute magician. Like he took everything that I had in my head and was able to put it onto the track. So I really owe him so much for bringing it to life for me.
Fantastic.
And you recorded the video for the track in Paris, is that right?
Yes, yeah, myself and one of my best friends, actually, he's a bit of a whiz with the camera. So we went over to Paris and because the opening line of the song is, or the opening line of the first verse is that weekend in Paris. So just thought it'd be nice to get that imagery in there. And we spent about 36 hours just walking around the city, kind of getting all the, obviously the Eiffel Towers in there.
Yeah.
Trial and stuff. So, and to be honest, I absolutely love Paris. Myself and my family were there in July. We actually went to the Coldplay concert in the Stade de France. So it was
incredible.
So yeah, it was nice to get back there and shoot some content for good enough.
Speaking of content, I was looking at your socials and the Ruby Sessions looked amazing. So
it was great.
With Ruby Sessions, you don't know who you're going to see. Was that the same as your gig? Was it a secret appearance or what way did that one work?
Yeah, exactly. So I'm not sure 100% how they do it, but yeah, you basically get a message, I suppose, the week before or a couple of weeks before saying, would you like to play? You say, obviously, yes. It's the best room in Dublin. So I think I've been there as a spectator like multiple times. That was my fourth time playing it, but it definitely felt like it was my best performance. And like I think now the songs are getting there where the songs are quite strong. Like they're strong, they're much, much stronger. Like with my first Ruby Sessions was probably about 6 years ago. That's probably a very embarrassing video somewhere of us, but it's my favorite room to play. I mean, it's very rare for an up and comer to have 100 people in the room that are like silent and listen to every word and kind of are actually very engaged. It's definitely the most engaged audience I've played to. So
and it's a good audience because they're real proper music fans, aren't they? They go to the room
exactly,
sessions.
Exactly. Yeah,
and like the next big thing.
They're just amazing. And they come up and they'll chat to you about the tunes afterwards and all that kind of stuff, and it's great.
Well, that's not intimidating.
That must have felt powerful, though, all the same, not being able to hear a pin drop and knowing everyone was there to be, you know, absolutely loving your music. Where can people experience this? Where can we see you next? Now, we know the Whelans is a sold-out gig.
Yes, yeah. I only found that out yesterday morning. So, yeah, that was huge news for me. I mean, that's bucket list stuff for me. That's kind of a venue I've had on my list for about probably 10 years, to be honest. So yeah, that's a huge milestone for me. Over the summer, I'll be playing at a lot of the Irish festivals. I'll be putting on another show probably in September, October time, hopefully either in Whelans or maybe a Button Factory or something like that. Just slowly kind of moving up in venue capacity. So my next shows, obviously the Whelans one is sold out. I'm playing a gig with Lyra in the Olympia actually on the 29th of May with Focus Ireland called Rock Against Homelessness.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh yeah, I saw loads of people being added to that. I think Laura Whitmore is one of the hosts.
She is, looks incredible.
Yeah, she's emceeing it. So to be honest, I'm buzzing to be a part of that.
I'm buzzing to go to that because I want to know if she's going to bring her husband Dean Sterling because I love him.
Oh yeah,
yeah, he's gas, isn't he?
Yeah,
I think he's the voice of Love Island.
Yeah. I'm obsessed with a podcast they do called Partners in Crime. They do true crime podcasts, and it is it shouldn't be, but it is hilarious because they go down.
He was a true crime podcast, isn't he?
They kind of take the Michael out of it a little bit.
Yeah, they do. They discuss it, but then they also kind of go down rabbit holes and completely go off topic all the time.
Okay.
And their fans are called Living Legends, and they write in, like, send in emails. And there's now a drinking game when you're listening to the podcast, right, when Ian does something or when Laura does something. I'm obsessed with it. The new episode came out and stood on the way to him this morning. Anyway,
check that out.
Besides that, come here, Isaac, it's been lovely to have you on. Look after that voice here. It is so good. It's so precious. Don't overdo it. Plenty of warm water and honey. Thanks for coming on iRadio.
Thanks, guys. Cheers. Thanks so much for having me.
iRadio in the morning.
With Now. Join the home of brilliant entertainment with shows, movies, and sport on Now.
Back tomorrow from 7 a.m. on iRadio.